to meet some students from Turkey.
举个例子，就是学期开始的时候，我们的家具带大派送的时候，我和我夫人有机会认识一个从土耳其来的学生。
And so we, like we normally do, we took them some furniture and then invited them to come to our house for dinner.
我们就像平时我们做的一样，把家具给他们送到，然后邀请他们到我们家里来做客。
And we had such a great time together.
我们一起过了非常愉快的时间。
So while we were having coffee, I mentioned that I had visited their country before.
我们一起喝咖啡的时候，我跟他们说，我去过你们国家，土耳其。
A number of years ago, I went on a tour of the seven churches of Revelation.
我许多年前我去看了这个启示录里写的那个七个教会那个地方。
And to my surprise, when I brought this up, the two girls from Turkey had no idea what I was talking about.
让我奇怪的是，当我讲起土耳其七个教会的时候，那两个女孩根本不知道我在讲什么。
So I went to my bookshelf and pulled out my big, thick Bible, you know, the one with all the maps in the back.
所以我到书架上找了我的那本又大又厚的那本圣经，就是后面有很多地图的那本圣经。
And we had a great discussion about their history before the Ottoman Empire and how Paul journeyed through part of their country to share the gospel and plant many churches.
然后我跟他们一起来讨论他们国家的历史，就是在奥斯曼帝国存在之前，保罗在那个地方建立教会。
And then at the end of the Bible, how John in Revelation wrote seven letters to seven churches, some that were doing okay and some that were not doing okay.
然后最后跟他们讲，在启示录的圣经的最后一卷书启示录里头，约翰写七封信给七个教会，那个教会有的光景还可以，有的光景不太好。
And I realized it was really interesting to talk about things happening in the Bible that were tied to part of their own culture that they had being from Turkey, being from Asia Minor.
我觉得很有意思，就是跟他们讲圣经，放在他们的文化背景这个小亚细亚这个里面跟他们来讲圣经是很有意思的一件事情。
And both of these students mentioned that they'd only been to church one time.
两个学生都说他们只去过教会一次。
Both of them had visited a really large Orthodox church in America, but had never sat through a service.
他们两个人都是只是去了一个那种大的那个东正教会，但是没有很认真的坐下来看圣经。
They had never actually held a Bible in their own hands.
他们甚至没有手里拿过圣经。
And it was really interesting as she moved from the maps to kind of go through the different pages and chapters, wondering what was on the inside.
这个很有意思，我们可以当我们翻那个地图，然后来看那个圣经的时候，他们想知道这个里面到底讲了什么。
So of course, we hope to have the opportunity to invite them over again for another meal and to begin to talk with them more and more about who Jesus is. And what they might experience when they're living here in America if they visit our church.
所以我们希望我们还会再把他们邀请回来，能够有机会来更多的来跟他们分享耶稣到底是谁，然后邀请他们能够来到我们教会中。
How about you?
你们呢？
Has this season of new students coming to town brought further opportunities for you to reach out in our community?
这个新学期开学是不是给了你们机会能够把福音传给那些世界各地来的人？
Has it given you the opportunity to talk with someone who is not yet a believer in Jesus?
你有没有机会去跟有的某一个人他还不是个信徒跟他们讲耶稣？
In light of our passage today, I hope that that's true.
我们今天讲的许多经文里头我们希望是这种情况也发生在你们身上。
If you, I don't have the clicker.
Clickers.
We should have. Bring it to me at some point. If you remember during the last few times that we've been with you, we've been talking about the book of Ephesians.
如果你们前面几次我在讲道的时候你们也在的话你们应该知道我在讲以弗所书一个系列。
And if you remember the first time that we were together, we talked about, as you can see on the screen, what we've been given.
第一次我讲的是神到底给了我们什么样的恩赐，赐给了我们什么。
And we talked about seven spiritual blessings, that God has given us.
我讲到了神给我们七个属灵的恩赐。
And in our second sermon together, we talked about what Paul had prayed for us to become.
第二次我在这儿讲到的时候跟大家讲了我为你们祷告了什么？保罗为以弗所教会祷告了哪些内容
？And at the very end of that passage, we're left with this picture of a perfect Jesus who is presiding over an imperfect church.
所以上一次这个讲到的最后，我们讲到了那个完美的耶稣在掌管一个由不完美的人所。组成的教会
And he gives us those two challenges we talked about.
他给了我们两个挑战，我们讲到。
The first was how to live by faith in the Lord Jesus.
第一个是怎么样在主耶稣基督里头活出我们的信仰。
And the second was how can we serve and love all the saints.
第二个是我们怎样来服侍，来爱那些圣徒。
Because these are the flags, the standards of our church.
这是我们教会的两面旗帜。
And this is what others look at, what they observe to gain an interest in the gospel.
这两样东西也是外面的人看到我们，来给他们，把他们吸引，知道我们教会是什么样的。
But today we cover really one of the greatest passages of scripture that help us clarify how Christianity is different from all the other religions.
今天我要跟大家讲的是整个圣经中间最宝贝的那一个部分，就是讲我们的基督信仰跟世界上的其他的宗教是有什么不同的地方。
But to get there, we have to answer yet one more question.
但是我们在讲这个之前，我们必须先要回答另外一个问题。
And that is from what?Have we been saved?
这个问题就是我们是从什么里面被拯救出来。
Now we have to remember that Paul, when he wrote this letter, there were no chapter titles or verse numbers.
我们必须知道的是，当保罗写这段经文的时候，那时候的圣经并没有分段、分章、分节。
It's easy to forget that the chapters and the verses were first introduced in the 1300s.
应该知道就是分段分节是从14世纪开始才有的事情。
And through a long process, they weren't even completed until the 1500s.
然后这个过程也是花了一段时间，一直到17世纪才把这个分段分节完成。
And in reality, Paul continues in his own thought process from where we left off last time.
但实际上保罗当时写的时候是上次讲的最后的跟今天讲的是完全接在一起的，并没有分成两章。
He wants to remind us that we didn't always enjoy and experience the salvation that we have today in Jesus.
保罗想要提醒我们的是，我们其实并原来并没有像我们现在这样能够享受和神的关系。
So for the sake of time, let me read part of the passage. I'll read it in English, and you can just follow along with the Chinese that's on the screen.
那我们现在，因为时间的关系呢，我就读英文，大家可以看屏幕上的中文。
It says, and you were dead in your trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience.Among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind.
这以弗所书第二章的第一到第三节，这个经文中文也在屏幕上。
As Paul describes our life before Christ, he uses an interesting term to talk about our spiritual life.
那保罗来描述我们在认识耶稣以前的这个属灵光景的时候，他用了一个非常特别的一个词，
And the word he talks about that we are spiritually dead.
他用的这个词是讲的是我们在属灵上 是死的死。
And this is an interesting word choice.
这个是一个比较有意思的一个字的选择。
Because oftentimes when we tell our story about coming to Christ, we don't actually talk about once being spiritually dead.
因为常常我们在跟人讲耶稣的时候，我们不一定会讲到我们以前是属灵上是死的。
In Greek, the word for dead is nekros.
在希腊语中，这个死这个词叫 nekros.
And guess what? It means dead.
你
The word means dead.
这个词本意就是死的。
It means lifeless.
这个本意是没有生气的，没有生命的。
And it's found in other words in English like necropolis, which means like the big city cemetery where all of the people who have passed are now.
这个词根也是在其他的英语词中间出现，比如说呢，这个城市的公墓。这个死人安葬的地方用的就是这个词。
It implies a dire situation.
这个描述的一种非常可怕的一种光景。
So let's get a little help in understanding where we are in our spiritual, where we've come from in our spiritual journey.
所以我们来找一个什么帮助来看我们在这个属灵这个旅程。这个光景中间怎么样来理解
？So think about this picture.
我们来想象这样一幅图案。
And the next slide, please. It's a troubled ship.
下面一张 slide.
Y'all hit the slide for me if you would. There you go. A troubled ship that's far from shore.
我们讲的想象有一个船，它有锚，有问题了，但是离岸还有很近，很远的距离。
And Paul wants us to understand something from this a metaphor like this.
保罗想让我们从这个比喻中间
okay,
来理解死的意思。
Hit the button.
下一页 please.
And the next one. Paul wants us to understand that we're not just simply lost.
保罗想让我们理解的是我们并不是仅仅是迷失方向或者是迷路了。
This idea that somewhere we've just kind of lost our way and what we really need is just information or direction and that we can somehow get to safety on our own.
因为如果你是迷路的话你只需要 direction, 你只需要这个指路你就能够回到原来的地方能够到你的目的地。
Secondly, we're not just overboard. Next slide. We didn't just happen to fall in the water, right? Pardon my bad art. We didn't just fall in the water and we just need a little help to make it there ourselves.
第二个讲就是这个并不是只是我们从船上落到水里头，因为如果是这样的话，你只要有个救生圈，你就能够回来。
But in fact, we're spiritually dead.
保罗想要讲的，实际上我们是属灵上是死的。
The only solution for us spiritually is a resurrection to life by a God who intervenes in our state, our helpless state.
我们属灵上死的唯一的解决的方法是神来干预，把我们从死里头来复活，属灵上。
Another way to think about this is that we're not just sick.
所以另外一个方法来理解，我们并不是只是感觉不舒服。
Needing some medicine just to make us feel better.
吃几片药可能就感觉就好了。
We're not diseased needing a transplant or to replace some broken parts.
或者是只是生病需要这个器官移植或者是这样的来把这个病治好。
But apart from Christ, we are spiritually dead needing a full resuscitation to life.
但是实际上是我们在离开不在耶稣里头，我们是死的，需要一个完完全全的这个生命的复活。
In academic terms, this is the theological principle of being totally depraved.
这个从神学的观点上来讲，这个就是完全败坏。
And it can be summed up this way.
可以这样来总结一下。
We're not always as bad as we can be.
我们并不是就是。坏透了。
But we are as bad off as we can be.
但是我们就是从来没有好过。
What this means is that we haven't actually committed every sin that we could choose to commit.
它并不是说我们把所有的罪都，我们能够犯的罪都犯过了一遍。
But we, along with all of mankind, have earned the same penalty for the sins that we have, an eternal separation from Christ.
但是我们和人类，整个人类作为一个整体，我们承受了神给了我们的惩罚，这个惩罚就是和神分开。
And this is our starting place.
这个就是我们开始的地方，原来我们是这种情况。
Paul goes on to describe how we become further culpable for our spiritual state by our own actions.
保罗接下来又讲到了我们在通过我们自己的行为让我们在这个罪里头又罪上加罪。
And he uses two terms to describe that.
他用了两个术语来描述这个情况。
Both trespasses and sins.
这两个中文翻译是过犯和罪孽。
The first, trespasses, is kind of has that meaning of getting off the path or falling away.
那这个过犯它本意就是越界，就是离开了正道，到了不应该去的地方。Trespassing.
Even in English, we have an idiom. I can say, Yunlong, today you have crossed the line.
在英文中间，我们常常有一个术语说，哎 ，Guff， 你这个今天过线了。
Right. The second one is sins. It's a little more familiar as a biblical term.
第二个词是罪，这个我们熟，在教会大家都比较熟悉。
And it's talking about the way that we've missed the mark of perfection in what God has wanted us to be.
这个罪是讲到了我们没有达到神给我们的完美的标准和目标。
And theologically, I don't think that there's a big difference between these two terms, but the description, I think, helps us to understand the process of sometimes how we find ourselves in error.
这个两个字从属灵从那个 biblically 从本意上讲的这两个字本身的意思没有什么太大的区别，但是我们可以从这两个字的关系上来能够理解一下。
So I'll tell you a little story that I think illustrates.
所以我要讲一个故事来更好的来描述这两个词这个之间的相连的关系。
I don't know how many of you like to go hunting.But I've been a few times.
我不知道你们中间有多少人喜欢去打猎，我去过一两次。
And not too many years ago, a friend of mine invited me to go dove hunting.
几年前有一个我的一个朋友邀请我一起去打鸽子。
And he said he knew the perfect place.
他说我知道一个完美的地方。
And there was a farm not far from town that had allowed people to come and do public hunting on their land the year before.
这个离这个地方不远的地方有一片地这个前一年可以去大家都可以去打猎 public hunting.
Yeah, so my friend said, hey, we need to get there early.
所以我朋友说 hey, 我们应该要去得早。
So we arrived there before the sunrise.
所以我们在太阳日出以前我们就到了那个地方。
Even then, he was a little surprised that no one else had come to this place.
既然那个时候他觉得有点奇怪，嘿，没有其他人。
Also, there were no signs stating that it was still public hunting.
也没有牌子说这还是可以，大家随便可以进去打猎。
So to be safe, we put a note on the truck and said, "Hey, if there's a problem, give us a call." And we went out to begin our hunt.
所以为了保险，我们在这个卡车后面留了一个条子，说：“哎，我们进去打猎了。那如果有什么问题的话，你给我们打电话。”
We hiked about a mile into the farm.
我们往里头走，大概走了有一英里的样子，进到那个农场里头。
We're even lucky enough to hunt a few birds very early in the morning.
我们运气还不错，我们先打了一轮，打了一些鸽子下来。
And then the phone rang.
然后电话响起来了。
And it was the owner of the farm.
是这片地的主人。
And he asked, "What are you doing?"
他说：“哎呀，你们在里面干什么？”
Said, "Well, this is a great place for the public hunt, and so today we're hunting."
我们说：“哎，这个是个非常好的，就是大家可以来打猎的地方，所以我们现在在打猎。”
And he said, that was last year. This year is private hunting. And if you don't leave my property, I'm going to have to charge you a fee for hunting today.
他说今年不一样了，今年是只是私人的那个可以hunting。你如果不离开的话呢，我必须要收你们75块钱一个人。
So we had to go get up and leave very quickly.
所以我们必须我们就马上起来就离开了。
And this story illustrates the two words that Paul used.
这个故事来描述了保罗用的这两个词。
Our trespass started when we walked onto a farm that we didn't belong.
这个 trespassing 就是越界，就是我们进到了这个农场，我们不应该进去。
We didn't have permission to be there.
因为我们没有这个许可，但是我们进去了。
Our sin was to shoot the birds we had no right to shoot.
然后我们的罪就是我们打了那些鸽子，我们没有权利去打那些鸽子。
And this is how life often works.
其实我们的生活常常也是这样。
When we get to a place that God doesn't want us to be, we start doing the things that God doesn't want us to do.
在生活中也常常发生的是，我们去神不让我们去的地方，然后去做神不让我们做的事情。
Our spiritual condition is further defined by stating who we followed before we followed Christ.
我们那个属灵光景，在我们跟随耶稣以前，我们跟随的是谁？跟随的谁能够来描述我们以前的属灵光景？
So first, we were following the course of this world.
第一个，我们以前我们跟随的是今世的风俗。
So I really like how the Chinese reads in this verse.
但是我特别喜欢这个中文这个翻译，随从今世风俗。
My wife works in a public high school.
我太太是在公立学校教书。
And she talked this week about how随从今世风俗 described much of the environment of what she experienced, these vulgar winds of what happens oftentimes.
她说花一个星期的时间在教这个今世风俗的意思，这个今世风俗就是世俗的这个风，或者说世俗的这些习惯。
Second, we were following the prince of the power of the air.
第二个，我们是跟随的是空中掌权者。
Hit the slide. Following that, following the prince of the power of the air, what this means, is it certainly an allusion to the devil, to Satan?
这个空中掌权者指的是什么呢？他很清楚是在指撒旦魔鬼。
Who is the constant enemy of God?
他一直是神的敌人。下一页 ，next bullet, please.
He describes us as being part of the sons of disobedience.
他把我们描述成我们是悖逆之子。
Those who are the rejecters of God.
是就是对抗神的人。
And living out our fleshly desires.
我们活在我们肉体的情欲中间。
And sometimes our fleshly desires are not bad things.
也有时候这个肉体的这种欲望也不见得是一个坏的事情。
And sometimes they're very bad things.
有时候是很坏很坏的。
But they're done selfishly and apart from God.
但是我们做的是自我的，离开神的。来寻求这个肉体的欲望。
And third, he says that we were following our former identity.
第三个，他讲我们在跟随我们以前的身份和地位。
And references us as children of wrath.
他把我们称作为是愤怒之子。
Not that God was so angry with us as individuals.
他并不是说神对我们每一个个人非常的愤怒。
But identifies us in a family that will receive judgment.
但是他把我们归到了一个整体，这个整体将会受到神的愤怒的这个审判。
Honestly, if we stopped here, the message is pretty bleak.
如果我们今天的信息就停在这里的话，这个是一个非常悲观的一个景象。
We were formerly spiritually dead.
我们以前是属灵上是死的。
with zero chance to resurrect ourselves.
没有一点点希望能够我们自己能够活过来。
We were living in darkness.
我们生活在黑暗中。
Thinking that we could see.
想象我们应该能够看见。
With a need for hope, but no knowledge of hope.
我们有这个需要有希望，但是实际上我们知道我们没有任何希望。
But then hope breaks through with two words, which in Chinese is actually three characters.
然后这个希望就突破而来，两个词，英文里头两个词，中文里头三个字。
The best news of this chapter is but God.
所以这个这一章的最好的消息就是然而神。
Because if we can't help ourselves, we need God to initiate into this situation.
因为如果我们自己不能帮助我们自己的时候，我们需要神来解决这些问题。
Ephesians continues on.
以弗所书继续往下。
Verse 4 says, But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ.By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，他便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
After Paul makes the point of how depleted our lives really are, he tells us of the intervention of our super rich God.
当保罗讲我们原来一无所有的生命的时候，然后他讲到了那个超级富足的神来干预我们的生命。
And that's how this verse describes God as being super rich in grace and mercy.
所以他这个圣经里头讲神他是超级的富裕，有他的恩典和他的怜悯。
And that is why God's adoption of us as children.Is so amazing.
这就是为什么神把我们收养成为他的儿女，这是多么多么的奇妙。
We were following the world, the devil, and the flesh, but not following Christ.
我们以前是我们跟随世界，我们跟随撒旦魔鬼，我们跟随我们自己的身体，我们并不是在跟随耶稣。
These were our evil partners.Helping us to continue to do evil things.
这些是我们犯罪的那个同伙，叫我们继续在犯罪。
But God intervenes.
但是神来干预。
Romans 5:8 says it this way, But God shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书第五章第八节说，当我们还是罪人的时候，神让他的儿子来救我们，神的爱就再次显明了。
This is really difficult for me to understand.
这是对我来说是一个非常非常难理解的。
I struggled to find a metaphor to help us understand.
我挣扎在想怎么样来找到一个比较好的那个比喻来描述这个。
Here's the best I could do.
这个是最好的我想到的就是这个。
It's as if someone in our congregation.Adopted a child who was from the Taliban.
就像我们，假如说我们教会中间有谁是去收养了一个塔里班的小孩。
Knowing all of the evil that has been done and probably what that child might experience or become if left where they were.
知道就是塔里班所做的各种各样的罪恶，如果这个孩子由他继续。在原来那个家庭里头，那他可能也会长成这样的一个罪恶的人，做这罪恶的事情。
But adopting that child into our family gave them a new hope and a new understanding of God and a new future for their life.
但是把他收养到我们那个家庭里头，我们给了他一个新的希望，让他认识神，啊，让他有一个新的生命，将来有新的希望。
In essence, we got to trade all that we thought was meaningful that was actually worthless.
所以实际上是我们要置换，把我们原来认为是有意思的，但是实际上是没有任何意思的东西。
To be resuscitated to a life that is plentiful and purposeful.
把它换成一个复活的生命，这个是非常的丰富，非常的有意义。
And all of that because of what God determined that Christ would do for us.
这个都是因为神所决定的，耶稣想要为我们所做的。
And to bless our human poverty by the richness of God to do His will.
用神他丰富来祝福我们的贫穷的人在这个世界上。
And instead of partnering with the world and the devil and our own flesh, we get to enjoy three ways that we were brought into partnership with Christ.
我们原来我们的犯罪同伙是世界，是魔鬼，是我们自己的身体。现在我们有几个共同新的。
In Greek, there's a prefix that is used that says all of these things happen together with Christ. In Chinese version, it talks about 一同。
这个词在希腊里头是一个前缀，表示在一起发生，在一起做的。那在中文里头意思就很清楚，就是一同或者一起。
The first is that we were made alive together with Christ.
这个第一个是我们在耶稣基督里头一同活过来。
Literally, this word means to be quickened, to be taken from a state of death and given new life.
这个意思的就是本意就是非常快的从一个像死的一样的一种状态里头有了一个新，恢复了一种生命。
Second, we were raised together with Christ.
第二个是和基督一起复活。
And the third is that we are seated together with Christ in the presence of God.
第三个是我们和基督一起同坐在天上。
And all of this is how we got to the passage that we read together in the beginning of the service.
所以所有的这些刚才讲的那些内容引到了我们一开始一起读的这段圣经。
But it's important to remember in the next slide, without understanding the wrath that we deserved,We cannot appreciate the grace that we've been given.
非常重要的一点是，如果我们不理解我们本应该得到了神的愤怒，我们就不可能理解恩典的价值。
So the passage we read talks about that we've been saved by grace through faith.
所以我们读的这段圣经里讲到，我们得救是本乎恩，因着信。
It says clearly that it's not because of anything that we've done.
这个里面讲得非常清楚，我们得救并不是因为我们自己做的任何的事情。
It's not a result of our works.
这个跟我们自己的做善事，跟我们自己做的，不是来自于这个。
And verse 10 says that we are God's workmanship. I love it. We are His 工作, right? Created in Christ for good works.Which God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
第十节我非常喜欢他说我们是神的工作，我们是神的工作，是神为我们准备的。下面 slide.
See, we were the world's thing, the world's product.
我们原来是世界的东西，是世界的产物。
We were the world's 工作。
我们是世界的工作，原来。
But we were salvaged to reflect the image of God.
但是我们被拯救来反映神的形象
becoming his product
变成他的工作
with his design
按照他的设计
reflecting him
来象征了他
to fulfill his good works that he prepared for us
来完成他为我们所预备的 好的工作行善。
As I reflected upon this verse, this is what I wrote.
当我在思考这一段经文的时候，这个是我下面是我所写下来的。
God is making me into the person that He originally created me to be.
神想让我成为那个他最初创造我的时候想要我成为的那个人或者那个样子。
To do the very best things that He has planned for me to do.
让我去做他所预备让我做的最好最好的事情。
It's not about rules and what He's trying to keep me from.
他并不是说他给我定了这些规矩条条框框不让我去做什么什么什么事情。
It's about the better things that He wants me to experience.
而是那些更好更好的事情想要我去体验。
But sometimes that's really hard for me to believe.
但是这个对我来说有时候比较难来相信。
When I was living in Greece, I had a friend named Yannis.
我在希腊的时候有一个朋友他的名字叫 Yannis.
And Yannis was pretty culturally connected to the Orthodox Church.
这个 Yannis 在文化上和这个东正教会联系还是比较紧的。
And one day at a Bible study, we asked Yannis to answer a question.
我们有一次在查经的时候，我们让 Yannis 来问回答一个问题。
So according to the Bible, how does someone get to heaven?
这个问题是按照圣经上讲的，我们怎么样能到天堂去
？And he replied by doing good works.
亚尼斯的回答是行善。
So we had him read this verse out loud and answer the question again.
所以我们让他再把这段圣经大声的读完了之后再回答这个问题。
And you know what he said?
你知道他的回答吗
？By doing good works.
他说行善。
Because it was so part of his culture.An experience that even reading the passage couldn't help him to understand that there was a different way.
因为这是对他来说这个根深蒂固的文化上，所以他哪怕又把这些圣经读了一遍，他还是没有意识到还有是应该是另外一个途径到天堂。
So, Yannis, read the verse word by word, and what does it tell us?
所以我们说
about going to heaven.
Yannis, 你一个字一个字一个字认真的读，然后再告诉我们怎么样能进天堂。
And this was a turning point in Yannis's life.
这个就是Yannis 生命的转折点。
When he went from working on his own to please God to recognizing that God had accomplished everything on his behalf through his son Jesus.
他原来想要做的是。尽自己的能力做的最好来行善事，然后他理解到神已经为他做了一切。
And Yannis fell in love with Jesus.
然后亚尼斯就开始爱上耶稣。
And still serving him today.
今天他仍然是在服侍主。
Structurally, Paul starts and finishes this passage of scripture by introducing a broader theme of Ephesians.
从这个结构上来讲，保罗从开始到最后是为了引入以弗所书一个更范围更广的一个主题。
And he'll use this theme throughout the rest of the book, and that is walking in our relationship with God.
这个主题他会在这整卷书的后面剩余的部分讲的这个主题就是与神同行，怎么样来与神同行。
Which given Paul's experience at writing Ephesians, it was a little bit interesting.
这个行，考虑到保罗写以弗所书的他当时的个人的景况，他提到这个行，实际上是个非常有意思的一件事情。
Remember that when Paul wrote Ephesians, he's in prison or in house arrest.
大家应该记得，当保罗写以弗所书的时候，他可能是在监狱里头，或者是在。家里头软禁。
He had concluded his 3 or 4 missionary journeys where he himself had walked across most of the Roman Empire.
他已经完成了3次或者4次的旅行步道，他几乎走遍了罗马帝国，走遍了。
Engaging with many different types of people and planting quite a few churches.
和各种各样的人打交道，然后建立了很多的教会。
We know that Paul encountered many trials.
我们也知道保罗碰到了很多很多的磨难困难。
Many pressures to walk away.
有很多地方其实有跌倒的可能性。
But many encouragements to press forward.
但是有神的鼓励他一直在往前走。
And now the one thing he can't do is walk around.
但是现在有一件事情就是那件事情他现在不能做的就是走来走去走来走去。
Confined to his cell or to his house, he's no longer able to reach the furthest edges of the empire.
他是在限制在一个监狱的小房间或者在自己的家里软禁，他再也不能走到这个帝国的边缘。
So he encourages first the Ephesians and now through history us to continue to keep walking on his own behalf for the kingdom of God.
所以他鼓励以弗所教会的信徒，然后通过历史也鼓励我们今天的我们替他来走，替他来行。
Here's the verses in the next slide that talk about the theme of walking in Ephesians, the book of Ephesians.
这个片子上讲的就是保罗在以弗所上讲的这个走行这个主题里头的一些经文，这个行有走路的意思，也有行事的意思。
But in Ephesians 2, Paul is giving us a choice.
在以弗所书第二章第二节，保罗给了我们一个选择。
So we can walk in the way that we always walked before that we had a relationship with Jesus.
我们可以选择还是按照我们认识耶稣和耶稣有这个关系之前 那个行为。
Hoping, you know, following the wisdom of the world and hoping to get some sense of purpose and enjoyment.
我们可以还像以前那样来跟随这个世界的智慧，希望来自己能够找到一些满足。
But this is walking the path of death.
但是这个走是走在一条死亡的路上。
And it ignores this gift of salvation that we've been given through Jesus' death and resurrection.
这个就是没有看到没有接受神通过耶稣死里复活来给了我们的这个救恩。
The other way to walk is to recognize and to remember that we've been made alive to walk a different way.
另外一个选择就是认识到或者记着我们神让我们又活过来，我们走在另外一条道路上。
To acknowledge that our new life in Christ isn't based on a set of rules, but a freedom to become who Jesus intended us to be.
让我们能够意识到我们与神同行并不是按照一些条条框框的规定，而是我们有了这个自由来走神给我们预备的路。
And to walk in the good works that have been created for us to do.
然后做神所为我们预备的善事。
Which life do you want to live?
这两个生命 两条路你要选择哪一条？
Our former life is a familiar path.
我们以前走的路，我们以前的生命是一条我们熟悉的路。
In many ways, it's still a popular path.
常常，哪怕到今天，也是一个比较受欢迎的一条路。
And it's a path that seems most natural for many people to walk.
这条路也是对很多人来说是一个非常自然的一条路去选择。
But this new life is a walk of faith.
但是这条新的路是一条信心的路。
It's one of a path of independence from the world.
这条路是独立于这个世界。
And oftentimes it's even a walk of struggle.
这条路常常有时候会是有很多很多的挣扎。
But it brings joy and purpose.
但是这条路带给我们喜乐，带给我们人生的目的。
What could be the collective outcome of everyone in this room living this new life to the fullest?
如果我们今天在座的这个教会的所有的人都一起来走这条路，来实现我们神 给我们的这个完完全全的这个富足，生命的富足。
What would happen if we chose to trust God fully, to be empowered by the Holy Spirit, and to walk in the likeness of Jesus in our own community?
如果我们每个人都让神的圣灵给我们力量，来一起行在这条路上，在我们这个社区里头。
For me, this means I need to be more connected to Jesus.
对我来说，这个意味着我们要和神有更紧密的更亲密的联系。
I need to trust that his plans for me are both right and good.
我必须来相信神给我的计划是是对的，并且对我是好的。
It means I have to trust God with my whole future.
这个也就意味着我要把我的所有的将来也交给神，信靠神。
It means I need to be bold in my witness for him.
这也意味着我要勇敢大胆地为他做见证。
It means I need to be determined in my discipleship of others.
这个也意味着我让别人做门徒，我要有坚定信心地去做。
And to keep my eyes on the path that he has prepared for me, not the other paths.
也意味着我要把眼睛定睛在神所为我预备的那条路，而不是其他的路。
And I have to leave all the results to him.
这个最后所有的结果我都交在神的手里。
But no one wants to walk alone.
但是没有人喜欢一个人走路。
And that's why Paul wrote this letter to the church.
这就是为什么保罗把这封信写给教会。
Not just to the Ephesians, but to us as well.
不仅仅是以弗所教会，也包括我们今天所有的信徒。
So here's my question.
下面就是我的问题。
Who wants to go for a walk?
谁想我们一起出去走？
Not trespassing in our former way of life.
不是越界，就像我们以前的生命一样，走到那些不应该去的地方。
But walking on the path.That God has made just for us.
但是走在神专门为我们准备的那条路上。
Let me pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you that you've made very clear to us the former life that we had led us to spiritual death and separation. But because of your intervention, because of what you decided, because of what you gave Jesus to accomplish on the cross,And through his resurrection, you've offered us a brand new life. And I pray that during these days, even today, that you would make very clear for us the decisions that we need to make that take us off of the old path of following the world, the flesh, the devil, into following you, into a newness of life that you've created for us. And we pray that you would do that through your spirit and according to your glory. And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.